Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jack, and the person next to me, his name is...
I would be Jack. You're Jay.
Oh, sorry. Actually, it's been a long day. It's been a long night because I've been so psyched about this last episode that was just here. It was called Orientation, and my, was it a good episode.
Should have been called Confusion.
Maybe, possibly. And this, I mean, it's just a basic continuation of the past three episodes that we see. We see scene after scene after scene. And today probably, yesterday probably gave us the most answers, don't you think?
No, I think it had more questions than answers.
More questions? I thought it gave me a lot of answers. But let's first go with the hatch. We got the continuation of the hatch. We got past where Jack said you, and we saw Kate knock down Desmond.
Took him out.
Yes, big time. She went after the big gun, too. You know, there was all those other guns, and she went after the really, really
big
one.
She likes the big guns.
I can't blame her. But she knocked down Desmond, and Desmond shot the computer that he has to punch the code into. And it caused a big controversy because they got, if without these numbers, he says the world's going to end. Do you think the world's going to end?
No.
Me neither. I think he's just going nuts from sitting down there. And we learned more about it. Jack and Locke obviously are still not getting along because one is of faith and one is of science.
Plus the stress of being down, you know, lost for 40 days.
Yeah, I mean, loss can kind of get to you.
Exactly.
And I think Jack almost gets disturbed when Desmond doesn't really completely remember who he is. Don't you think? I mean...
Yeah, I think Jack recognized him right away and Desmond wasn't. But Desmond, let's face it, he's going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jack put a lot more importance on it than Desmond did. Desmond did.
Well, I think Jack was trying to figure out why he was there. Why Desmond was there in the middle of nowhere, some guy he met just briefly by chance, and why is he there?
And then, of course, the Lost writers, they just put it in there, and then everybody on the boards everywhere basically was like, who's this Desmond guy? He has so much importance.
Desmond's the devil.
And I think now we learn that Desmond really, he really wasn't that important, I guess.
No, he's just some guy that got drawn to that island for some reason.
Yep, just like everybody else.
Well, not me.
Well, yeah. The flashback this week focused on John Locke, my favorite character. And we learned more about Helen, who we learned about in the first episode based on Locke, which was Walkabout. But I don't believe that is the same Helen that he was talking to on the phone because, I mean...
I think it is the same Helen.
The same Helen?
I think it is the same Helen. I think he finds out that Locke finds out that his dad hired Helen to keep him away from the house, keep him away from him. And then they break up and... That's when John Locke goes, he already has an anger problem, we know that. And
yeah.
He goes crazy or something like that, and that's how he ends up losing the use of his legs.
Maybe, but you know, if you look at these flashbacks before this basically meeting Helen, he seemed like a very insecure person.
Oh yeah, he's insecure.
Well, then if you look at Walkabout and then what we see him currently on Lost when he's on the island, he seems until this episode, he pretty much seemed confident, like he knew what he was doing.
Because he was in control. He could go out there and do the hunting. He was the man.
But this is my personal opinion. I think Helen is somebody that he really cared for and actually gave him his confidence back, and for some reason they got some kind of accident or something where Locke lost his legs and Helen, I guess, died or something like that.
Nah, well, I guess we'll see, but I think you're wrong.
All right, well, I'll have to challenge the theory master then, and I think I might get him this time, but who knows. Also, we learn more about Locke's dad, or if it is his dad, but he's a jerk, don't you think?
Hey, he was a nice guy in emergency. I don't know what happened.
I know. I mean, I felt like just going in and punching him on the TV screen. And once they're talking, they're trying to fix this computer to get to punch in the number so the world doesn't blow up or whatever. Well, Desmond tells Locke and Jack about this video about Dharma.
It was a film.
Well, film, video, whatever.
You young kids today.
But this thing I think was a huge, huge clue to what everything was, and I think it gave a lot of answers about everything almost.
Well, it gave some answers, and then it gave a lot of questions. There's that one part where he says, "Don't go on the computer," blah 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 blah, and it blurbs out
Yeah, I mean, it was choppy, and I'm sure they did that. I mean, that chunk was out of there on purpose. Maybe we'll see it again. I don't know if we will or not. But
I'm sure Locke's going to be there. When Locke's going to stay down the hatch, he'll be watching it over and over again. We'll see it again.
Yeah, he'll find it out somehow. At some part where they're telling about the history of Dharma, but they start talking about what it is, and they talk about how they're working on zoology, where they show the polar bears, so mm-hmm. that maybe explains the polar bears.
It might.
And the sharks, too, because, you know, sharks, that's in the zoology realm. And psychology, parapsychology, electromagnetism, which is what that hatch was built for originally. But then, for some reason, there was an incident, and it changed. And maybe that's why there's guns down there now.
That could have been with Danielle and her...
Maybe that was the incident.
Yeah.
But that's only 16 years ago. I mean, that was copyrighted in 1980. But that's we don't true. Really know when this happened, though. We don't know if it's lost on the island.
Well, she's
if
nuts
it's happening
too,
now.
So.
Yeah, she's really nuts. Really nuts. Then after that, Desmond realizes the computer can't be fixed because he tried to fix it and it blew the fuse or whatever. So.
And the world's going to end and he's going to run to the other side of the island.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to save him for some reason, which... Well, I guess if you're Desmond...
I gotta run, brother.
if you're Desmond, he can run really fast. And he's gotten kind of crazy.
He wasn't training.
Yes. I mean, I think he could do it, maybe. I don't know. But Jack goes after him, and Desmond finally recognizes Jack. And it brings up... I think something that's going to be a huge turning point in the show is when we find out what happened to Jack's wife, Sarah. I mean... That has to be a big thing. He wouldn't even say it, I think. He was so mad about it. Did she die? Did he leave her?
She leaves him.
She leaves him?
I think he just married her out of pity. He felt sorry for her. He married her. And then it just didn't work out because he's not loving and affectionate. And you can see he's kind of cold.
Well, yeah. And then maybe I think the reason why he's a little bit cold is when he got his faith back, when she started walking, maybe she lost her ability to walk again. I mean, I don't know. Something happened to him where he lost his faith.
Yeah, that could be it.
And then basically at the end of the whole hatch sequence in this episode, Saeed, of course, the technological whiz, came
Genius.
Down. Yeah, he came down and fixed the computer. And Jack and Locke, I mean, I think finally he's typing in the numbers and he types in the last one. It's 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. But when Locke's typing it in, he puts 32.
Which made Hurley happy.
Yeah. And then, amazingly, I didn't even think it was that. Jack came in and told him the last number, what it actually was. I think the two characters, Locke and Jack, came to an understanding to each other, finally, I think.
Well, it might be. Like I said, we don't know what's going on. It's a different show every week and different questions. Who knows?
But I think, finally, hopefully, I mean, Jack can stop being a jerk and... Locke and Jack can finally get along with each other. Now to the other part of the show, we continue the Raft Survivors line of everything. And at the end of last week, we had Jin climbing out of the jungle, screaming others. And we get to see the others in the distance. Well, today we get to see him come in full action and beat up poor Sawyer, Michael, and Jin and throw him into a hole. I mean, those guys are pretty strong, don't you think?
They are pretty strong.
Now... he said others, but I don't think they're the others. I think they're the survivors on the other end of the plane.
Exactly, the tail end of the plane.
Yeah, and I don't know if maybe they have the sickness that Desmond was talking about, or maybe they just got into a Lord of the Flies type of situation.
I think it's just they're going a little crazy on the island, and they probably were attacked by the others.
Yep, and I think maybe they think they're the others while they think they're the others, so maybe Danielle... kind of pointed the finger at both of each other.
She could be having work against each other.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't really know. And we get to meet the new... not really a new character. We met her last season in the final episode, Ana Lucia. And she's
One tough broad.
Yes, she is. And she was basically a spy that was thrown down into the hole. They thought she was just another prisoner of the so-called others.
Did you notice? I think they've done that before because she obviously knew what she was doing down there. And when the big... guy, the African-American guy, threw down the rope. She didn't even look. She just put her foot right on the thing and was pulled up. So, like, she's done that before.
Yeah, so it makes you wonder if they actually maybe caught some of the real others or some... Well, we didn't really see anybody taken away from their side.
And that
of the
hole
plane.
Wasn't just dug yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. That just doesn't happen. That's actually a very good point that we have. And we get probably one of the funniest quotes from Sawyer of the day.
His shaft.
Yeah, I mean, leave it to Sawyer to have the funny quotes.
Now, I believe Shaft is not Rose's husband.
Really? You don't think it's Rose's husband?
No, I think they're just setting us up that way.
You would think so, but I really, once I saw him, I said, you know what, that's probably Rose's husband. Because she made such a big deal about it.
Well, he looks a little younger than...
I'd say they could be about the same age.
I don't know, I disagree.
All right, we'll have to see, And so we learn about Anna Lucia, this new character, and we realize that there is survivors from the tail end of the plane, and that's what we both think these others are, is the other survivors.
Right.
And at the end of the show, we get our previews for next week, which is, you know, sometimes gives more answers than the actual episode. But we basically see what's going to happen next week, which is Everybody Hates Hugo, which is going to be a...
Sawyer gets punched again.
Yeah. He doesn't tend to fare well with the ladies. I don't know why. On the island, anyway.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Hurley base. It's going to have a Hurley flashback. And from the looks of the preview, it showed people getting... Or Charlie getting mad at Hurley for hoarding all the food.
Well, we know one thing for sure. Kate's still not giving up those candy bars.
Yeah, yeah. I think she has like some kind of chocolate problem or something like that. Some kind of addiction. I don't even know. But and then at the very end of it, we see something that's like huge. We see Jin speaking English, which is imperfect, but it wasn't even like, you know, broken or anything. It's like he knew what he was doing.
Could be a flashback or something. Could be
the background did look a little different.
Could be a dream sequence that maybe someone's just dreaming it.
Yeah, that is true. Leave it to Lost just to screw us up like that. But if he does speak English, I think it's going to be... Maybe he's associated with Dharma. I mean, I don't know. There's something about Jin that I think is going to be revealed big time. Because the episode after Everybody Hates Hugo is going to be Jin-based. It's going to have a Jin flashback. So maybe we'll learn more about that. All right, we're going to go to the main event of the week. Every week is going to be Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week. But we'll see what his theory is this week. Let me get a little drum roll going here.
Well, this week, my theory is that the Munsters are just an illusion. As we saw last season, they had the Munsters were in the forest and they're jungling out there making all this noise, tearing down trees, making all this noise. Everyone on the beach was looking at them. They had them cornered.
Yeah.
It was just the jungle and the ocean.
Yeah.
Why didn't they come get them then?
Well, I don't... I mean, that's, you know, maybe it is an illusion, but...
It's an illusion because either the scientists that were there before...
Uh-huh.
...or someone on that island is hiding something that they don't want them to find. People that get stranded there to find. And that's what's... we hear voices and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's all an illusion.
That may be a possibility. But, I mean, what's her name? Danielle said that it was a security system. Maybe they only built it for inside the island.
That could be it.
To keep them away. But there's something about that electromagnetic field that they're trying, because, you know, something changed, said in the video.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think you may have something there.
And we may find that out sometime, maybe in the fourth or fifth season.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, well, that's our show today. If you want to drop us a line, give us your comments or anything like that, our email is at lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, please do anything that can help us.
Because believe me, we need a lot of help. And a lot of cool things have been happening. There is our website, jandjack.blogspot.com, where you can stream the show if you don't want to put it download on your iPod or you don't have an iPod to put it on.
You don't have an iPod.
I know. Who doesn't have an iPod? Those things are sweet.
Well, I don't.
Oh. Well, I do. And that's all that matters. So anyways, everybody, me and Jack, like, thanks for listening to the show today.
Thanks.
And this show is copyright 2005 by Perplexin Media Productions.
Go Padres.
Yes, go Padres. Please, Padres, win. All right, so thank you, and have a good day, and see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.